podcast uses profanity and topics may be disturbing for some listeners. Listen at your own risk. Welcome back to Hell on Heels Podcast. I'm Bryce.
I'm Amanda.
And hello again.
Hi.
Hello.
Is my voice back? A little bit.
It's significantly better than what I remember from last week.
I still have I have a sinus infection. That's what was going on. And laryngitis.
She's a cootie queen still.
I am full of cooties.
Full of cooties.
But I'm here. And I'm here. And I have most of my voice.
Okay. Well, that works.
We can ride with it.
That's fine. It's fine. Other than being the cootie queen, how are you?
I think I'm doing pretty good because I'm home and the kids are asleep, so they're not near me. We had a long day.
That sounds really negative.
We had a long day.
That sounds much more positive, okay?
It wasn't positive.
Okay. No,
I just took them both grocery shopping with me, and for the first time, Annie wasn't in the chair part of the buggy when we went to Walmart, because Lee can now sit up by himself. So he was in the chair part, and Annie was in the big part. And she kept, like, slinging herself from side to side, which would change the trajectory of my cart. And she kept trying to, like, grab things and pull things. Oh, it was a lot. And in Sam's Club, they were both in the seat part of the buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee was so great. He just hung out. He fed himself, just ate his bottle, and just hung out and just looked around. And Annie was a fiend the entire time. Just showing out for her brother.
She was like, look at the shit you can start pulling here soon.
Yes. I actually shared I shared a picture on Facebook. It was like a Facebook story. And it was both of them in the cart, and Annie's just cheesing and Lee's just chilling. And the background music, was the y'all gonna make me lose my mind, because that is how I felt the whole day.
I can't help you there. Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. You'll be there soon. You'll be there. Give it a year or two.
Yeah, I got time.
Yeah.
Until then, they're in a stroller and I'm not going shopping without Cody with me. If I am, it's going to be a pickup order.
Oh, that was my second mistake. James wasn't with me.
Actually, your first mistake is that it wasn't a pickup order.
I didn't think it would fit in my car. And I almost did not fit it all in my car.
Okay, but what's the difference between doing a pickup order that fits in your car and shopping, not being sure if it's going to fit in your car?
I guess if it was a pickup order, they would have to make it fit in my car. So I should have done the pickup order.
Yeah, they would have to Jenga it in.
Yeah, okay. I learned a lesson today. Multiple, okay. But specifically that one.
Okay, as long as we're on the same page.
How about you? Are you doing fantastic?
We're okay. I've got, learning real quick, one of my kids is a jerk.
Oh, okay. That's great.
As he continues to kick me.
Oh.
Aggressively.
That's not nice.
He doesn't care.
That feels like you.
50% me, 50% Cody. I gotta remind myself that. So he's like, right now he's kicking real hard. He's been pretty calm all day. And then we sit down to record and he's like, nope, now it's time.
Mom, I need attention. All eyes on me.
Even because normally when Cody touches me, they freeze. No, not him, not tonight. Cody touched my stomach and he got more aggressive.
This is my mother.
Don't touch her. Get your hands off. Yeah. So that was real fun. But I've got a secret plan I have to share with you.
Okay. I got a text about this. Okay.
Yeah, you did, because, you know, my dad doesn't know I scheme. He does know. And I've got a secret plan I've got to share with you. Mm-hmm. And I would love to share it with our listeners. But here's the issue, listeners. My dad is also a listener. So for that, I'm going to tell Amanda the plan. and I'll reveal it after it's no longer top secret, okay? So basically, but that is my top secret. And I'm sorry, listeners. You guys, again, I'm sorry. I'll tell you guys about it later.
But we'll tell you when you're older.
We'll tell you when you're older, okay? When you understand a little bit better, okay? Mm-hmm. But that's the plan. The other exciting thing, we finally have our shed up.
Finally, your shit shed's up?
Oh my God. It's currently a diaper shed. Diaper and stroller. It actually has a lot more than diapers in it.
So a pre-shit shed.
It is a baby bullshit shed.
Oh, I like the alliteration. Okay, cool. Yeah. We got a double alliteration going.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's pretty, it's not full, but I have stuff I have to give to my mom, to give to my grandpa, to give to his friend for a baby she's having.
Okay.
Don't ask lots on that babies. One. Look, I got a call from my mom the other day, or a text or something. It was a text because I had to call to get details. Okay. Because we have friends that have given us things, and we've taken things, and now we're to a point where we're like, okay, well, what are we keeping and what are we not keeping? So there's a bunch of stuff where I'm like, I'm not going to keep this. Like, we had two swings, which, yes, I know we have two babies, but we have a small house. I'm only keeping one of the swings.
Yeah.
And then we have like a smaller bouncer so they can, one bounce. Can be in the swing and the other one can bounce. Okay. Yeah. That's how it's going to work.
They can take turns. They got to learn early.
Yeah. But I got a text from my mom that's like, of all the stuff that your friends, like yours and Cody's friends gave you that was hand-me-downs, is there anything that you guys don't want or like planning on taking to the BI? I was like, yeah, why? She's like, it's for grandpa's friend. Can I have them? So then I had to call and be like, why does grandpa's friend need baby stuff? I guess he goes to a diner every morning and one of the waitresses is pregnant. And so he's trying to help her out. He's being that grandfatherly figure. So,
aww. Okay.
So I'm going to get all that stuff over to them. So, and there's quite a bit that I'm like, yeah, go ahead, take it. I don't want it. So there is a, of all the crap I got, there is a changing pad. Which I was like, this is kind of stinks. Not like baby poop or pee. It just kind of musty. Like it sat too long in storage.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to get rid of this. Yeah. The dogs have claimed it as a dog bed.
Is that the Snapchat I got?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah. It's a baby changing pad. It's now Maisie's bed and Bentley's bed. And I don't think Ben's has touched it, but that's because he's like, I got the big bed in the bedroom. But yeah. Oh, the other fun thing, that pregnancy is wild, guys. The things that it does. Also, I don't know why I get all these really shit symptoms.
What's going on now?
I have pregnancy related carpal tunnel.
What?
Yeah. Did you know you could develop carpal tunnel during pregnancy?
No. I think, did we talk about this?
I don't know. We might have. I don't think we did.
It feels familiar. So either we talked about it or I dreamt it. I don't know.
I don't know. I'll figure out when I edit the episode, the last episode, because I probably would have talked about it then.
Okay.
But let me just tell you, my hands hurt so bad in the it's in the mornings. Because like at night, I'll feel fine. Like my fingers feel fine. This finger feels a little off, but that's fine.
That's just because you use it so often.
I'm always flipping Cody off. In case you guys are wondering, it was my middle finger.
Nobody was wondering. Everybody knew.
Everyone knew. It feels funny, this one. And it's funny because it started with my thumbs. And I think maybe that's why it feels familiar. As I was telling you, my thumbs were feeling funky, like in the mornings. Like they were really stiff and like popping. And we thought it was trigger thumb.
Oh, the trigger finger. Okay, maybe that's what I'm thinking. We were talking about trigger finger.
No, it's moved on from my thumbs. My thumbs work fine now, and they don't have the pain. But basically, what I found online and after talking to, doctors and stuff, you can get carpal tunnel, and it's in the thumb, the forefinger, and the middle fingers, where basically you can get a lot of stiffness and like pain in the joints, and it's from hormones that just like get into the joints and like in your wrist where the, I guess, the tunnel is. Everyone called it a tunnel. I didn't know there was a tunnel. It's a nerve. But it all gets in there and then puts pressure on the nerve itself. So then I have the stiffness in my fingers. So like in the mornings, I literally like I look like a witch setting a curse on people because I can't bend my fingers. I cannot bend them. So like, and I will just sit there and just like bend it with the other hand. I'll just be like, all right, up and down,
Boy,
just to get
good
the
thing you
stiffness.
don't, use your hands for work,
I
your
know, not like I
fingers.
type every day. So that's been fun figuring that out. I now sleep with whatever hand, because I sleep on my side, whatever hand is underneath me, that has to be elevated a little bit.
How does that work?
Because it puts my wrist in a more neutral position instead of
Oh,
having
so
it
just your
flexed.
hand. I'm thinking like your elbow from your elbow
No, no,
down
no.
has to be elevated.
No, just my hand.
Okay, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, so I'll just put my hand in a position. I have an extra pillow where I can kind of elevate my. It's more so that my wrist stays in a straight line.
Why is it only like, why not the ring and the pinky?
I think it's just how the nerves are connected to them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Pregnancy's wild.
Tell me about it. So if you randomly see me like sitting here opening and closing my hands, that's a stretch or an exercise I was told to do by Google
Okay.
because the pain was getting to me. And so far, the stretches help. Or if you see me like flexing my wrist back and forth or my arms going in and out, that's for carpal tunnel related issues.
You're making me want to like pop things on my body.
Oh, I can't pop my fingers right now. Like,
Oh,
I'm
I would
used to
die.
cracking my knuckles. I can't because of how stiff they are.
Oh my gosh, that would drive. Ooh, when you finally have the babies, you're gonna pop the hell out of your knuckles.
There's also breastfeeding related carpal tunnel too. So I don't
Bryce,
know.
what? How? What? That doesn't even make sense.
I'm thinking about getting, well, because you still have a lot of hormones while you're breastfeeding.
Okay, that does make sense, but it's still stupid.
I know, but I'm thinking about getting like a, instead of having to elevate my hand at night, getting
The compression sleeve.
not necessarily just something that keeps my wrist in place.
Oh, okay. Like a brace.
Yeah, I guess it'd be kind of, I think that's what it's called, is a brace.
Okay.
Look, my brain doesn't work. I can't think of things.
You could probably just like tie a butter knife to it or something.
Amanda, I had to call my dad today and be like, I need the name of a movie. And I know you're
Oh.
gonna know it. It is an older musical and it's a gang rivalry. And he instantly went, West Side Story? That one, Dad. That's
Yeah,
the
the Romeo and Juliet one.
one. Yeah. And I was like, all I
How?
could remember was the snapping and I couldn't remember the name of it. Yeah.
You couldn't hear it. No one could hear it, but I was sitting here snapping and grooving.
Yeah. So I wanted to watch it. I didn't watch it in case you're wondering, but I wanted to watch it.
But you wanted the option at least.
Well, I was busy. Okay, I was busy feeling like crap today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that takes time.
So my point being is that it's been a day, and pregnancy symptoms are wild.
This pregnancy's stupid. Why does anybody do it ever?
I don't know, but you've done it twice. I'm learning my lesson after once. And before anyone says anything of you'll forget, I am not forgetting this.
You do not forget.
I have nausea. I've got this all the swelling, high blood pressure. I've got what did I just say this was? A carpal
Carpal tunnel.
tunnel. What else? What else is there? I've got a child beating the shit out of me. I feel like I've got the worst. Oh, severe heartburn. Have to
Oh,
change
the
medication for
heartburn's
that one.
so bad.
I had to talk to my doctor. Oh yeah, insomnia. No bladder, by the way. Pisses me off. Let me just tell you.
That's why it pisses you off, because you have no bladder.
Cody and I went to Barnes & Noble a couple weeks ago, and I had to go to the bathroom while we were there, and some other lady went in, and I was jealous. I was like, she had to pee. I felt like I had to pee how she had to pee. I did not pee like that. I was jealous of her. Very jealous. I told Cody how upset I was, and I'm still upset. That's my story. That's why I'm grumpy. So anyone that says, you forget, I'm not forgetting.
No.
First of all, I had to go through to get pregnant, that's not something I'm forgetting either.
I still look at Lee sometimes, and I'm like, okay, you know what? I've lost 2 pounds this week. I still have 20 to go.
It's all his fault.
It's all his fault.
Just
ungrateful.
I'm grumpy. Tell me about it. I'm not even there yet, but tell me about it. I'm just so grumpy. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. It's fine. It's all fine. Everything's fine. Okay. Anyways, anything else you want to share?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about socials before we get into stories?
Yeah. Tell me about our Facebook.
Oh, just Facebook? Well, we have one.
Specifically. Oh, we do?
Yeah. It's Helen Hill's podcast.
Oh, what about X, formerly Twitter?
Yeah, that one's Hell on Hill Pod. They cut me off.
What? What about Instagram?
Yeah, Hell on Hill's Podcast.
Gmail?
Hell on Hill's Podcast at gmail.com.
Oh. That other thing, the tree? Linktree?
Linktree? We have that. If you just Google Hell on Hill's Podcast Linktree, it will come up, and we should be the first one that comes up. At least we have been.
But do we have a Patreon or a Discord?
We have both of them.
What?
You can find the links to our Patreon and Discord on the Linktree.
Get out of town.
Yeah. I know it's pretty insane and all that fun stuff, but we have all of them. We have all the things.
Do we have anything else?
No. Maybe. Oh. I don't know.
I mean, we have stories.
We have stories, but before we get into stories... Just want to remind our listeners that if you enjoy listening to our bullshit and me tormenting my dad and, you know, giving or sharing stories with one another, go ahead and tell friends and family to listen as well so that we can keep growing and keep, releasing this bullshit stories for you like this.
Yeah, that's what I forgot.
Yeah, we've got the bullshit stories. And I say that because Amanda texted me today. And I'm pretty sure her story is going to be bullshit today.
Oh, it's some hot bullshit.
Some steaming bullshit.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. But I think we're ready for stories. And it's your turn.
Let me get some friction going. Okay. Have you ever heard of the Hold Your Wee for Wee story?
No, but it kind of makes me want to laugh. For some reason, it's reminding me of like Pee Wee Herman, Elmer Fudd.
Okay.
With the name.
Yeah.
I almost said Pee Wee Herman, and I did not mean that.
No, it's the Hold Your Wee, not Pee Wee. So it would just be Pee, because you have to hold the Wee.
Okay, but isn't the Wee the Pee the same thing?
In this situation, yes, but in Pee Wee, I think it's two different things.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't know where we're talking anymore.
Peas? Like the green peas?
Those are good.
Versus wee? I don't know. We're just making up things here.
We are. Yeah, I'm lost. I don't know where we're at anymore.
Maybe the wee is like a wee. We're having fun wee. I'm going to say it's not based off your face.
For a little bit.
I don't really trust you, though.
So our story here, it takes place in Sacramento, California. Adam Lucas Cox, Steve Maney, and Patricia Trish Sweet were DJs for a morning show called The Morning Rave on a radio station 107.9 KDND, The End, which is really creepy, but it was named that because it was 107.9. It was at the end of the airwaves.
I feel like we have to have Cody say that in his radio voice.
Do it.
Send it to me so I can have him read it. Babe, I need you to come read this for our listeners.
Tell him not to fuck it up.
I don't fuck it up either. We need you to come say this in your radio voice in just a second when I receive it. Don't wave me off. I said when I receive it, heifer. Okay, darling husband of mine. You need to say 107.9 KDND the end.
This is 107.9 KN.
You fucked it up. KDND.
Fail.
Try again.
Fired.
Hold on. This is 107.9 KDND the end, coming to you live from the podcast Hell on Hills.
He didn't Not do bad. It with as much enthusiasm as he normally does, but I'll give him credit.
Oh my God.
Not bad.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, redo.
Coming to you live, 107.9 KDND, the end. We'd like to say thank you very much for listening to our podcast. We hope you stay tuned and listen for more.
Hold up. That was good. That was good.
He does. He's got the voice for radio.
He missed his call in communications, just letting him know.
So, I'm throwing it out there. He does every single time I leave the microphone on. I don't know if you've ever noticed this during your recordings, which I don't know that you review. He'll come over and do some records and bullshit like that.
That's a really good radio voice.
Yeah, so I'll give him that. He's got a great radio voice.
So I'm not going to say that again because I can't top that, but
just listen back to when Cody said it.
This show, what did I say? The Morning Rave. It had been on the air for about 5 years at this time. And it was one of the most top rated morning shows in Sacramento. So they were doing pretty well for themselves. On Friday, January 12th of 2007, KDND, The Morning Rave, they held a contest. And hold your wee for wee. In order to win a wee, you had to hold your pee. Premise was simple. You drink as... Yeah.
That seems... Like, don't they tell you not to hold it?
So glad you said that. Yes, they do.
Not KDND. Doctors and professionals tell you not to hold it.
Everybody else on the planet. The premise was simple. Drink as much water as possible and don't pee. That's all you got to do. The Wii came out November of 2006, so just a couple months beforehand, and it was impossible to find in stores. Everybody wanted one. They were borderline impossible to find in North America. I don't know about the other America or the other countries across the salty water over there, but here it was rough. So
it's like the PlayStation 5 for a minute there.
Yes, or the Nintendo Switch. That happened too with that one.
All these dang gaming systems.
18 people competed in the competition. It was held at the radio station. They basically just hung out in a break room at the offices on Madison Avenue. And it started at about 6:15, 6:20 a.m. And this was broadcast live. The contestants were given 8 fluid ounce bottles of water. They had 2 minutes to drink it. And then 15 minutes later, they were given another bottle. Well, halfway through the contest, the hosts of the morning show, they kind of finagled the rules to try and account for time. So they had them start drinking 16 ounces of water every 10 minutes.
I'm pretty sure you can actually drink too much water and die from that, too.
Put a pin in that.
Okay.
One of the contestants said that it started off pretty quiet, but the 3 DJs and 2 radio personalities, Carter and Fester, they would come into the break room every now and then to hype them up. It seemed to start off like pretty lighthearted and fun. The contestants would talk against themselves. Another contestant, Gina Sherrod, she said that they would drink the water like shots, but instead of saying cheers, they would say we.
Okay, having fun with it, I guess.
One of the contestants, Jennifer Strange, she was a 28-year-old mother of 3. She had a 10-year-old named Keegan, a 3-year-old named Ryland, and an 11-month-old named Jory. She was determined to win this Wii for her kids. And while they were competing, some of the other contestants said that Jennifer, she talked about her kids with the other contestants a lot. She showed them pictures of her kids. Like, she was just, she was all about her children, and she was all about winning them this week.
Okay, so she's like very dedicated to her kids.
Yes, yes. As the contestant went on, people competing started to feel bad. They started feeling worse and worse. And the hosts of the morning show were apathetic.
Sounds right.
A woman who made it to the final five contestants said that there was a girl on the floor of the room for at least an hour with her teeth chattering, and the staff heckled her. And
but wait, hold on. That feels more like paramedic type of thing.
That's what I would think. That's not normal behavior by any means. When she threw up, she caused two other people to throw up as well. So in pretty quick succession, three people were out. And a contestant later told the media about...
No. It said nothing about puking.
Oh, no. They were... The hosts said multiple times on the show, you cannot puke or you are out. So I don't know if that was stated beforehand or not, but they said it often.
I'm just saying... It was hold your wee for a wee, not your puke.
Agreed. One of the other contestants later told the media, we were so out of it, so disoriented, I felt like I was drunk. There was no way I could make a rational decision, especially with people egging you on. She said that she had cold sweats, her head hurt. She can't even guess how many times she threw up on her way home. And when she got home, she felt so bad. She stated that she slept from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and only woke up when her husband physically shook her awake.
Probably because he was panicking about her at that point.
Yeah, I would be. No, normal people would be, Bryce.
I mean, I once guess maybe down, I'm not normal. Or I guess I am normal. I don't know.
Well, in some aspects.
I'm saying for this aspect.
Yeah, you're normal.
Okay.
When I got down to the final two contestants, it was Jennifer and another woman, they brought them into the studio. And while there, the staff, well, I'm gonna play something for you, so.
Oh my gosh, look at her belly! Are you pregnant?
Come on over, Jennifer, are you okay? You wanna lay down? What do you?
She can't even walk.
You gonna pass out right now? It's too much water.
What are your thoughts on that?
Hold on, wait, they said she looked pregnant because of how, that's not... Uh-huh. First of all, not a compliment. Secondly, not safe. Uh-uh. Lastly, if they're going to do stupid shit, they should probably have a paramedic or a doctor or someone on site.
I'm so glad you said that. So, yeah, that's just the first one. And then it also, it felt weird. This like, oh, she can't even walk. Come on over here, Jennifer. What are you going to pass out? Do you need to sit down? Like, is this funny to you?
Is this even real life? Like, what? I'm sorry.
So callous. So, Jennifer Strange, she drank about 2 gallons of water in roughly 3 hours. She finally quit the contest at around 9:30 because her head hurt and she felt dizzy. And she came in second place. They sent her home with 2 tickets to see Justin Timberlake. And according to Laura Rios, who worked with Jennifer at Radiological Associates of Sacramento, after she left the radio station, Jennifer called her supervisor crying and told her that she was sick and she wasn't going to be able to come in to work for the day. And that at that time, she was driving home and her head was hurting her really badly. Later, Jennifer's mother went to the Strange house to check on her a few hours later because nobody had heard from her at this point. She found her daughter's body at about 2 p.m. on the floor of her bathroom. And a coroner would later say that she had died of water intoxication.
People, like, it didn't need to happen.
It absolutely did not need to happen. Station Vice President and General Manager John Geary, he issued a statement on Tuesday sympathizing with the Strange family. They also canceled the morning show and they fired 10 staff members, five of them being the hosts of the morning show.
They Lucas had five hosts?
I think when I say hosts, I think three of them were DJs and at least two of them were either disc jockeys or personalities, like radio personality. They all kind of had different titles.
Okay.
But Lucas Maney and Trish, they were all like the actual hosts. They also released a statement and it said, I believe it was on his MySpace. Boy, we are taking it back.
At a this weird time, place to issue a statement.
I agree. At this time, we would like to express our deepest condolences to the family of Jennifer Strange. We want to thank all of our listeners for their continued support, and we ask that you join us by keeping Jennifer and her family in your thoughts and prayers. Now, sometime after this, one of the hosts did an interview with a local news station. I am also going to play that for you.
I really don't think that we did anything wrong. We just did our jobs.
The woman is dead.
Yes.
You lost your job, but she lost her life.
Correct. I feel horrible for her and her family. Absolutely horrible that one of our listeners died.
Correct. I really don't like how he said that.
I hate how he said that.
Correct. Yes. I lost my job. She lost her life. Correct.
Yeah. Like, I did not sense an inkling of remorse in that.
He didn't give a shit.
No.
He was,
and I'm not saying, like, it's hard to say in the situation if they are directly responsible. I'll leave that. There was a trial. We'll get to that. But whether or not you are directly responsible, I feel like you should still feel bad. You should be apologetic.
I feel like even though they, like, and maybe they didn't know, right? They didn't know that this would cause, you know, a death, health issues, that type of stuff. I'm not saying they should have known, though. I mean, I feel like everyone should know, don't drink that much water. Like, water's good to you to an extent, but it can also be very, very deadly, especially if you're holding it in.
Yeah.
But I feel like they should at least be like, we feel so much remorse. We didn't know this was going to happen. We didn't know this was a possibility. And we're grieving with the family that this even happened, you know?
Yeah, not we did our job.
I don't care what your job was.
I could give a shit less what your job was, honestly. Sacramento sheriffs were initially apprehensive to press charges. They mainly because people entered this contest of their own free will and they were allowed to stop whenever they wanted. But about a week later, they were able to listen to the recording of the show and they heard the way that hosts were not only disregarding the clear signs of water intoxication that the contestants were exhibiting and the way that they callously disregarded the callers who tried to tell them how dangerous this was.
Oh, so they had people calling in.
Oh, yes, and I have another recording for you. I have a lot of recordings this time.
Eva?
Yes?
What do you want to say?
I want to say that that those people that are drinking all that water can get sick and possibly die from water intoxication.
Yeah, we're aware of that.
They sign releases, so we're not responsible. It's okay.
And if they get to the point where they have to throw up, then they're going to throw up and they're out of the contest before they die. So that's good, right?
I suppose so.
Yeah. All right. How come you guys didn't do it?
Thanks for looking out, though.
We don't want to die.
Oh, okay. Let me ask Carter if anybody's dying.
We ain't dying.
Hey, Carter, is anybody dying in there?
We got a guy just about to die.
Oh, good. Make sure you sign that.
I like that we laugh at that. Yeah.
Make sure he signs the release. Get the insurance on that, please.
Okay, so they knew then. So they knew in advance.
They at least, they knew, it sounds like they knew in advance. They knew during.
If they had them sign waivers.
Oh, funny you should mention that. They didn't sign waivers. Multiple sources stated, including court documents, stated that there were no waivers signed. And the lawyer that the family eventually does hire to represent them, he says at one point, he was like, if they would have signed waivers, where are they? Why have they not brought them to us?
Right.
And even then, he basically said, he's like, a waiver doesn't.
That doesn't.
When you sign a waiver to compete in a contest like this, it doesn't always cover stuff like this for exactly this reason.
Right.
So, yeah, they sounded very well aware when people like Eva, some sources said that she was a nurse. Actually, a lot of sources said that she was a nurse. I wasn't able to, you know, verify that, but she basically said exactly what was happening. So, and they were just like, oh, it's fine.
They'll throw up before they get to that point. If that were the case, then water intoxication wouldn't be an issue.
Point blank period. So after listening to more than just the recordings that I have here, Sacramento Sheriff's spokesman, Sergeant Tim Curran, said that the department had enough to investigate. But on April 2nd, Sacramento County District Attorney's Office declined to press criminal charges because of a lack of evidence of criminal misconduct.
There's plenty of evidence.
I think so, too. I don't know what constitutes criminal misconduct, though. So I'm kind of... I am not smart enough to have an opinion on that. You know what I mean?
Hey, Dad, I know you're going to call me, so just call me. Pause, call me.
Yeah, Podfather, I want opinions on this, please.
He's going to sit there and be like, this is what criminal misconduct means, and da-da-da-da-da. Anyways, not that I don't love my dad, but there are days, Dad.
Can I have the Cliff Notes version?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you.
That's all you ever get is the Cliff Notes version.
Meanwhile, while this is kind of going on, William Strange and Keegan Sims, the father of Keeland, they filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the studio in mid to late January. Roger Dreyer, he represented Jennifer's family. And he said in an interview that everybody they spoke to about Jennifer had nothing but good things to say. She was kind-hearted. She was giving. She was relatable. She made people feel comfortable. And they argued that this contest was extremely dangerous, and the hosts knew it.
They acknowledged it on air.
Yeah, hard to defend against that, I would feel. According to court documents, this is a quote, defendants were aware that the consumption of water to such an extent could result in physical injury or death. Just 2 years earlier, in February of 2005, Matthew Carrington died after a fraternity hazing in, this was also in California, I think it was in Northern California, when he was forced to drink water and do calisthenics in the basement of this fraternity. And this was a well-known case, and multiple sources stated that they referenced it on the air, saying like something along the lines of, oh, well, didn't that kid die from drinking water a few years ago? And another person, another radio host was like, well, yeah, but he was doing other stuff.
He was drinking water.
Yeah. I guess in their mind, the calisthenics killed him. I don't know. Court documents also stated that the defendants knew about similar contests at other radio stations in California where people needed medical attention because of their participation. They were also told before and during the contest that it was dangerous. Listeners were calling in and telling them it was dangerous. We heard Eva that called in. And sources said that a listener called in and suggested that they at least add salt to the water to lessen the danger. Apparently salt or sodium would stop the cellular structure from swelling, and this could potentially prevent at least some injury or risk in drinking all this water.
That sounds horrible.
The only thing, I don't want to drink a lot of salt water. Although that does make it sound like you're going to puke too. Maybe that's the point.
I don't know.
Part of the point? I'm not sure. These documents also stated that before starting this contest, the defendants failed to investigate the reasonable health risks, consult health authorities, identify or inform the contestants or potential contestants of the health risks involved in this contest. And furthermore, they had no medical personnel on standby in case somebody started to feel ill, nor did they seek any after people started feeling ill.
So basically what I'm saying is the same thing that's in this lawsuit.
Yeah. And I do have one last recording for you that I'm going to play now.
Okay. What do you want to... Jennifer, I heard that it's not... You're not doing too well.
My head hurts.
Aww.
They keep telling me that it's the water, that it'll tell my head to hurt and then it'll make me puke, but...
Who told you that? The intern?
Yeah.
That's one of those over there?
It hurts, but it makes you feel lightheaded, so I'm not sure if I'm just like...
This is what it feels like when you're drowning. There's a lot of water inside of you.
Oh, it hurts.
That's not comforting.
No.
First of all, I don't think that's how it feels like when you're drowning. And he said drowning, and I think he's an idiot.
I caught that hard D, too. Like, that was,
That was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, first of all, that's not comforting to anyone, I think.
No.
If someone said, this is what it's like when you're drowning, I would be like, how do you know?
Well, I can tell you, my brother tried multiple times. That's not what it feels like.
Let me just tell you right now, they're idiots.
Yeah. At one point, one of the disc jockeys asked, can you get water poisoning and, like, die? And one of the hosts responded, not with water. Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want? And then the female host responded, maybe we should have researched this before.
Yeah, think?
Maybe. Just maybe. According to Dreyer, the lawyer, I whacked that sentence out. According to Dreyer, the lawyer, Jennifer, had she gotten medical care after the contest, she had already ingested so much water that she still would have had serious brain damage, and she basically would have been unresponsive. He used the term vegetable. I don't like that word, but... There was basically no coming back from this, from her, because of the amount of water that she drank.
Even if she had sought help, like, herself?
Afterwards, yeah. Like, if she would have driven straight to a hospital, she still would have had irreversible damage. Dr. George Allen Kaysen, a kidney expert, testified during this trial that drinking too much water disrupts the body's salt balance. It causes cells and the brain to swell, and it can cause seizures and respiratory distress. Another thing Dreyer was unhappy with was that Intercom, who owned 110 radio stations, including 107.9 The End, was never punished by the FCC. They were never fined. I felt like this was a really powerful quote. The importance of the case is the FCC, the agency that's supposed to monitor radio stations, is comfortable fining someone for using obscenities, but takes no action when they kill someone. They allow immature individuals lacking in judgment to make decisions that cost the family, their mother, and their wife.
I mean, he's not wrong.
I mean, I really like that quote. I don't know him personally, but he feels like a really good lawyer.
I mean, just based off of that, I can agree with that.
For their client, the defense was seeking $5 million each for William Strange and the three children for loss of society and companionship, $25,000 for funeral expenses, $1.5 million for future lost earnings, and $2.5 million for value of personal service. A jury returned a $16.57 million verdict against Intercom Broadcasting's local subsidiary as a result of the case. And as for the FCC, as far as I could find, they were never involved. But some people argued this wasn't necessarily their job. So I did find on broadcastlaw.com, they have rules that can be applied to broadcasters who endanger public safety. But this rule was not written in regards to specific individuals. And they also had a rule against dangerous or disruptive contests, but they dissolved that rule in the 1980s because they felt it was best that things like that were left to civil lawsuits, like this one was.
Okay, that, I mean, that's fair that they're saying, look, that's not our place. We'll let the civil lawsuits deal with that.
Yeah, I kind of have to agree with that. Because that just feels like how are you going to do that?
Right.
Like, I feel like that they would just have to open up a whole new branch in order to do something like that.
Right.
KDND did eventually leave the airwaves. But from what I could tell, only because Intercom believed it could potentially affect them acquiring CBS Radio. And they had trouble renewing their contract with the FCC after what happened.
I wonder why.
I couldn't guess.
I'm still just blown away by the lack of remorse. Like, I sat there and I tried to say maybe they didn't know. They obviously knew.
Yeah.
And they just were like, well, they signed waivers. No, they did not.
No, they did not. And during this trial, too, I didn't put this in there, but during this trial, so the hosts were named and then management were named, and then they had a couple of does in there. But they did, management claimed that they had no idea this contest was going on.
Oh, bullshit.
They were not told beforehand. That's how I feel. They said they weren't told beforehand. Even if you weren't told beforehand, I feel like someone somewhere in this news station, if they heard this was happening, like, I am by no means a narc, but if something like this was happening and you think to yourself, huh, someone could probably get hurt, don't you think these high up people would get at least one phone call and be like, hey, do you know what Trish and Maney and Lucas are doing right now?
Hey, they were in the building and they didn't question it.
They were in the break room, yes.
That's where I'm at, is management didn't know. They just walk into the break room like, howdy, folks. I'm just here to eat my lunch. What?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I work at corporate, and at least twice I've seen the freaking CEO of our company just stroll through. So, like, you have to walk by or something, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying, bullshit. Management knew.
I also say that. But I do have one last thing to share with you. As for the hosts of the morning rave, Adam Lucas Cox went on to host Morning at KRBB in Wichita, Kansas. And as of 2021, he was working at KPDL in St. George, Utah. Steve Maney hosts mornings on WNKS in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Patricia Trish Sweet hosted mornings on WPLJ in New York City under the name Jay Donovan until 2019, when she moved on to host a show on Apple Music One that is syndicated through Westwood One. So everybody just moved on with their lives. Except Jennifer.
I refuse to believe that someone like that was hired on in Utah. In St. George. It's only because I don't like him. I refuse to believe it. What was his name again? What radio station was it again?
I literally just exited. Hold, please. Sorry.
I thought you said KPDL and I can't find it.
It wasn't St. George. It was Adam Lucas Cox on KPDL is what I have.
Adam Lucas. I don't think he's still there.
No.
Because I can't even find the radio station. So unless they just change the name, which is possible. I just think they're jackasses.
Yeah. Agreed. I don't care for any of them.
This says Adam. Wait, what was his name again? Adam Lucas Cox.
Yeah, C-O-X. I found him on my crazyradiolife.com.
Yeah, it says he now lives in Wichita, Kansas.
Bye.
Girl, bye. I don't care. Have fun. Okay, well, we're good. We're not sharing state lines with him. I'm not.
I think I am. Nope, but that's Oklahoma. Just kidding.
I was like, I'm just saying I'm not. I don't care. I just feel like that didn't need to happen.
I completely agree. Yeah. And I feel like it could have been stopped. And she was so...
Multiple times. It could have been stopped multiple times.
Her whole family was so young. And I can't imagine. Like... I can't imagine just... Number one, her youngest child was 11 months old.
That baby won't ever know her.
No.
And Bentley, her kids, stop!
Her boys went to school, possibly daycare, because her other one son was 10, one was 3. Just going to school and coming home and...
Not having a mom.
Not having a mom. Over a contest at a radio station. Like, it's not even...
Do you think...
It's not even like she was doing... Like, I can't even say that. Like, when she drove to this, when she applied to be on this, you know, contest, it's not like she thought she was doing something dangerous.
Right. Do you think her kids felt guilt because she was so adamant on winning for them?
I really, really hope not.
I hope not, but I do. It makes me wonder because she was like, this is for my kids.
Yeah. That made me wonder too. Like that did cross my mind. Like, oh God.
Yeah, they definitely shouldn't. I am by no means saying they should.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder.
And the lawyer, he did say to the media at one point that the 3-year-old Ryland, he kept asking the grandma, when's mommy coming home?
Ugh. Just tear your heart out. How does that not just break your heart instantly?
It makes me want to vomit just thinking about it.
Just makes me so upset because it just did not need to happen.
No. I completely agree. Like, you...
just didn't need to happen. It's sad. Okay, are you ready to go on to a less sad story?
Like, can we?
Yeah. Well, okay. I've been teasing this story for like a while now. Like a while. So I think it's about time we did it.
What are we doing?
It is a paranormal game, but it's not just any game. Okay. We're doing the paranormal game.
Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary.
Shut the front door.
We are covering Bloody Mary.
As you were talking, I got to the third picture and I was like, That's her, right?
I don't know what the third picture is because I don't remember.
The lady. The aristocratic lady.
No, that one's actually not.
Oh.
I will explain it. Don't you worry. So we're going to talk about Bloody Mary. Now this one actually has a lot. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the pictures mixed up. Yes, the aristocratic lady is Mary. I'll tell you in a minute. I thought you were looking at a different one. Okay, anyways. So, this one's going to be a little different, guys, only because there's a lot of origin theories or, like, theories on who this could be than any other game or ritual that I've covered. So, we're going to start there. Like, we're just going to start with who or what you may be summoning. So, let's start there. Because I think everyone knows Bloody Mary, right? I think everyone knows the game.
Yeah.
I'll still talk about the game later, but... we're going to talk about who or what you may be. Actually, you know what? No, let's talk about the game. No, let's not.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Bryce.
I'm sorry.
Pregnant. Make a decision.
I can't. Okay. Let's talk about the game first because everyone knows. So let's just talk about the game first. There are actually quite a few versions on how you play this game. So there is a version where this is a version where you're going to see the face of your spouse. As you play, like, that's the goal is to see the face of your spouse. Like, you're an unwed person.
Oh,
let me clarify. You are unwed, and the point of the game is to see the face of your spouse.
Okay, 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 okay.
So, the players, it's just you playing field. You need a house with stairs, tools, candle, a hand mirror, hand eye coordination. That one's recommended by me.
Okay, first of all. Did you say tools?
The tools needed.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking I need like a screwdriver and a hammer as well.
You don't need a drill. You just need a candle, a hand mirror, and hand-eye coordination.
Oh, okay. I'm with you now.
That's your equipment needed. Your summoning items, whatever you want to call them. Okay.
Okay. Following.
Now to play, you're going to light your candle, grab your hand mirror, and walk up a flight of stairs backwards. That's where the hand-eye coordination comes in, guys.
Oh, okay. So when I see my future lover, it's like as my life flashes before my eyes as I almost die? Okay.
Because you're going to gaze into the mirror and see your husband's face. Now, this version is targeted to women. You'd rather be surprised?
Yeah, I would rather be surprised than fall on my butt down a flight of stairs on fire because I dropped the candle and now I have 7 years bad luck because I also broke the mirror.
It can get worse because if you don't see your husband but instead you see a skull or the Grim Reaper, then you're doomed to die alone, probably because you fell down the stairs.
I was about
and we're set on fire.
You said it before I could. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is one version and I'll talk about where this version comes from later on. But that if you want to see your potential significant other, that's how you're going to do it. Single ladies. Okay. This is how you do it.
No, as a married lady, I'm telling you now, not worth it. Just wait. Not worth it. Just wait.
Now, the next version, this is the more typical version. I do have some different variations listed in here, but this is the one that most people are familiar with and most people play. This is the typical sleepover game version. Okay.
Okay.
Though, I mean, if you don't want to do a sleepover and you just want to play on a random Tuesday night by yourself, go for it.
Oh,
by all means. Like, I don't care what you do. So, for this one, the players needed just one player, just for the hell of it. Some sources say you can do it in a group, but don't be a chicken. If you're gonna play, just one at a time.
In my personal experience, groups are worse because I was like, let's go. Like, I'm ready to see. Let's do it. And we're not going to see anything. Me, skeptic me over here. We're not going to see anything. Let's just do it. And then we did groups of like 3 and 4. The smallest group will be a group of 2. But in the bigger groups, one person would start screaming and then the other people would start screaming. And I'm over here like, we didn't even finish the chant. So I think too much nerves, too many hormones in that bathroom together.
Look, I'm just saying, just don't be a chicken shit. Do it by yourself.
Do it by yourself.
Or agreed. If you are going to be a chicken shit, just don't do it. Because I've never played Bloody Mary.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I refuse. I don't want to see a demon. No, thank you.
I mean, you can do that without playing Bloody Mary if you just stare in a mirror long enough.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you about what people say happens when they see this. So.
Okay.
Anyways, playing field, a bathroom is typically your playing field, though any dark room with a mirror is considered suitable in most versions. The tools you need, you do not need a drill or a hammer, I promise. You do need a candle and a lighter, and that's it. Okay. Or the room you're in just needs to be able to be dimly lit.
I'm not doing this in any room other than my bathroom. You think I'm going to do this in my bedroom? Out of your mind.
I just asked you to do it in your bedroom.
There's already a clown in there. Why do I want Bloody Mary and the clown?
Maybe they'll combine into one.
And make a bloody clown named Mary? No, thank you.
Okay. Anyways. So, you're going to go into your designated room for Amanda. It's her bathroom.
Yeah.
So you're going to enter the bathroom. So we're getting into how you play. You're going to enter your bathroom or a dark room with the mirror. Turn off the lights. Light the candle. I guess maybe light the candle before you turn off the lights. It might be a little smarter. Look into the mirror and say Bloody Mary 3 times. At least one source said you actually have to say it 13 times.
But, oh my God.
I've only ever heard it the 3. Just 3, okay?
That's too much.
Yeah. There are variations where instead of saying Bloody Mary, they say Hail Mary, Mary Worth, Mary Wells,
or Black Agnes, or they say Bloody Mary, I killed your baby, or Bloody Mary, I stole your baby. I'm throwing it out there, okay? Different versions, different strokes for different folks.
When Bree used to do this with us, didn't she say it was Bloody Mary that they used to flush the toilet three times after, too?
I can't remember if it was flushing the toilet or if they spun.
I think it was, I want to say it was flushing the toilet, because I remember me and you both would be like, my parents would kick my ass.
Flushing the toilet three separate times? Are you insane?
How do you even do that back to back? What kind of toilet do you have?
They're in a locker room or in a bathroom, like a school bathroom doing it. So everyone's just got their own respective toilet to flush.
You know what? That's actually the smartest thing that I've ever heard. Because, cool, haunt my school. I don't give a damn. You can have it, actually.
Oh, God. Anyways, I can't remember what Bree's version was, but there was something that I remember me and you were like, wait, what? What? Okay. Anyway, so as you do this, you're going to look into the mirror. So as you're doing your chant, either your 3 or 13 times, you're going to be looking into the mirror. Don't look away. Just remember, if you're going to do stupid shit, you better be brave enough to face who or what you're summoning.
If you got to be dumb, you got to be tough.
You know what? Stupid shit or stupid games win stupid prizes, okay? So after speaking her name, watching the mirror, some will state that, you know, you might not see her immediately. And this is where a version comes in that says, if you don't see her after a few minutes, you can spin in a circle three times and she may appear. I only saw one version that stated that. Mostly just wait patiently and stare into the mirror. What is anticipated to happen is that an image of a person, of a woman, will appear in the mirror. Most will describe it as a corpse, a witch, or a ghost. None of them are ever a friendly sight. Oh. Normally, the entity appears covered in blood. Though some do say the entity is friendly, others, majority, disagree and go as far as to call it a demonic spirit. Okay.
I never heard the version where she's friendly.
I'd never heard a version where she's friendly either. I'm just telling you, sources said that some people did. I never found anyone that did it that said she was friendly. So, common things, or some rumored common things that may happen when this entity appears include the mirror may drip blood, the apparition screams at you, or they curse at you. Some claim they strangle you.
Oh.
Your hair might turn white. That's from the stress, guys.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw that in Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, that it's fine, guys. Just, it's fine. The entity may steal your soul, or drink your blood, or scratch your eyes out, or they may leave fingernail scratches on your body and face. Possible decapitation. Possible cannibalism, as a spirit may eat you.
Okay.
You might just disappear without a trace, or you run the risk of releasing this spirit or demon from the afterlife, making it so they can haunt you forever.
Okay. Hold on, because that got real wild real fast. I don't know which one of those bothers me the most.
I think it's the decapitation that bothers me the most.
I think it's the scratches for me. Because I'm about... I don't know why I'm imagining this.
You're imagining a pink fingernail stuck in your skin, aren't you?
I am not. I am now.
Now. But
I am imagining, like, as they are scratching you, the fingernails are falling off. Like the ring.
Yeah, no.
Gross.
I don't know.
Look. Yeah, that bothers me the most.
The decapitation bothers me the most because I would like to know, who has played Bloody Mary and been decapitated, and why hasn't that been on the news?
Wait, yeah, you know what? I do want to know that. We have a Slenderman killer. Where's the Bloody Mary killer?
Right, that's why I'm confused. Or the cannibalism. That's another one where I'm like, who has been eaten by the spirit and why hasn't it been on the news?
Wait, maybe that's why. Because they ate them. She dropped the candle. I don't know. It's a woman now, I guess. They ate the person dropped the candle, and the house burned down.
Maybe they didn't have an actual candle, and they just had one of the ones that turns on with a battery.
Those are the ones I try to go for. They don't smell good, but they're toddler proof. So
I'm just here. I'm throwing it out there. Okay. So those are the ones that bother me. And I couldn't find stories that actually talked about decapitation or cannibalism. I just found the sources that said these may include da 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 da. And I said, bullshit. But it's I'm not taking the risk anyways. I'm not gonna play. So that's what, and that the other thing is it said it was common. Those were common things to happen. So unless they're saying like you see the decapitation of yourself in the mirror.
Oh, I'm leaving. I gotta go.
I gotta go. My head's still here. I don't know. So, of course, there's a lot of theories of who you are summoning. A lot of theories. I just chose the most popular ones. So, we're gonna start with this theory was the least, I shouldn't say that, it had the least amount of information about it, but this is the theory that you are summoning the ghost of Mary Worth. So there are two theories on who this woman is. The first is that she was a Puritan woman that was tried and ultimately executed for witchcraft. The claim was that she would put children under her spell to kidnap them and then would murder, specifically young girls. She would then murder them and use their blood to maintain her youth. And she was reportedly burned alive. The other theory of who this woman is, some sources called it like a reverse underground railroad. So she basically would trick slaves into using this underground railroad, go back to her house, and then she would tell the slave owners and they would be returned and she would get reward money. Some say that she would straight up just off the slaves that were trying to escape.
Wow, she sucked.
Yes. So we're not sure which one Mary Worth is. There's two claims, but This one has really, I mean, it really has the least amount of information, but it is a very popular referenced one. Another theory is that you're actually summoning the Bell Witch.
Ah.
And guys, unfortunately for everyone listening, I'm going to be that person. I've already covered the Bell Witch in detail. So if you want the deets, you're going to need to go listen to episode 26. I'm not going to go into details. I'm sorry. I already did it once. I'm not doing it again. And this one is more of a regional variation. So this one, when you hear them saying that you're summoning the Bell Witch, is typically more common in Tennessee, where the Bell Witch was.
Makes sense.
So the next theory is actually a true crime case that we're going to have to cover eventually. And that is the Countess Elizabeth Bathory. I'm not going to dive into too many details because we do need to cover this one. But Elizabeth Bathory, who, like I said, we'll eventually cover, she was a Hungarian noblewoman. The claims are that she and four of her servants, they were accused of torturing and killing girls between 1590 to 1610. And like accused of killing and torturing hundreds of girls and women. Like sources said up to 600. Nearly 700. Yes. So people basically believe that they were killing these young women and girls because she would bathe in the blood of virgins. Gross. And that was also how she retained her youth. So a little bit more witchcraft in this one.
Yeah. Okay.
The final theory of who you're summoning is Queen Mary Tudor. So, this is the most common theory you're going to hear about who you're summoning is Queen Mary Tudor of England. So, Mary Tudor, she was born February 18th, 1516. She was a child of King Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon. You guys know King Henry VIII, he kind of sucked in general. So, King Henry VIII really wanted a male heir. He... Bless his soul. He just doesn't understand how it works. It was actually his fault. Anyways, so when Catherine was unable to produce a male heir, King Henry would declare his marriage to Catherine as null. Which, can I just start declaring things as null, or do I have to be royalty for that? Like, workday, null, just pay me. Hospital bills that I know are coming up, null. Car payment, null.
You try it and tell me how it works.
I'll let you know how that works.
Okay.
Okay. So he just said, our marriage is null. And so they essentially got a divorce because that's, you know, that was one of his things. Also killing his wife. That was another one of his things. And when the marriage was declared null, that officially made Mary Tudor considered an illegitimate child. And she would become a lady.
That's so stupid because, like, number one, the whole thing is stupid. But, like, you can't just go. There's no takesies backsies. She was not illegitimate.
He just did.
Yeah, but he sucks and he's dumb and he sucks.
I mean, yes, I know that. I'm just telling you that's what happened.
So stupid.
So Mary would actually become a lady in waiting. So she went from princess to lady. Like, she dropped in title. So she became a lady in waiting for her half-sister Elizabeth I. And she would ultimately become queen after her half-brother's passing. She was, I mean, in her mind, she should have been first in line, but she was next in line in her mind at the time. So she was like, the role should be turned over to her, though it was not. So her brother, Edward VI, he passes away, and she was not the next heir, but she felt as though she should be. And she actually led an army into London to claim her birthright, essentially. She had a lot of support at the time. And Lady Jane Grey, who was basically the chosen heir of Edward, I forgot to put the relationship. I want to say it was a cousin, but I could be wrong. But she would ultimately be executed by Queen Mary. And that would clear the way for Mary to become the very first Queen of England to rule and be like the ultimate monarch without, basically, she's the first queen that's there without a king.
Okay.
When Mary, she becomes Queen of England, she basically, she has plans to reinstate Catholicism as the true religion. And that is something her dad overturned, so she's going back to it, right?
Yeah.
She would actually reinstate a law called Heretico Combuendo. And this basically punishes heretics by burning them at the stake.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Now, while Mary was queen, that was her punishment of choice for heretics. It was common practice for the time. Not just for her, but for anyone that was like, this is heresy. Punishment is to be burned at the stake. That was common for everyone. And also, when they were burned at the stake, their ashes were thrown in the river. Again, this is for heresy. From the reading, this was not only because of, you know, killing off heretics and the death aspect. They also wanted to cause a total destruction of the corpse. And this prevented any part of the person's corpse from being used as relics of any sort.
Gotcha. Okay.
And sources say, there's different sources that say different things. But sources say 280, other sources say over 300 Protestants were burned at the stake under Mary's command.
That's a lot.
Now, initially, what was believed to be her thought process was, we'll only need to do a few of these and people will, like, make an example of the Protestants and these other people. But it just didn't work.
Uh-huh.
So she had a lot of people burned at the stake. And those were known as the Marian persecutions. Now, again, this was common practice, but Mary would get a real bad rap for it. So most sources stated there was some propaganda against her that really gave her that negative image. Now, let's just talk about this, because not only did King Henry do the same shit, but Elizabeth I, who would take over after Queen Mary's death, she did the same shit. But Queen Elizabeth, she did it in a more sly way. Instead of burning them at the stake for heresy, even though it was for heresy, she would charge them as traitors, and they would be decapitated and quartered. Why is the word not coming to me?
I don't know. You're stuck on decapitated today.
Look, she would kill them. They'd be quartered. Well, that's what I can help you with.
Oh, my God.
But the reason Elizabeth didn't get that reputation is because she charged them as traitors versus heretics. And so people can get behind traitors are bad, but heresy is maybe not as bad. So she didn't get that bad rap. Whereas Queen Mary, she did. And I already stated there was a lot of propaganda against her. There's a book released by John Fox. And this book is released in 1563. I'm missing the name of the book. I'll pull it up in just a second. But this book itself was actually a detailed account of each and every martyr, because he was Protestant. So he's recounting the Protestants that were burned at the stake. But he detailed accounts of each and every martyr who died for their faith under the Catholic Church, according to history.com. Now, John Fox, like I said, he's the author. In his book that he released, 30 of the 57 illustrations depicted executions under Mary's reign.
30 of the 57?
Yeah, so more than half of them depicted Mary's reign. So he might have had it out for her a little, and he was also apparently very sexist.
Oh.
Keep in mind, she is the first female ruler without having to have a king, though she does get married. I'm not saying she doesn't, but people kind of struggled with that change. And so he might have just been a little sexist.
Uh-huh.
And the book in question, the reason I couldn't find it is because I was thinking I was all clever, but the book is called or referred to as Fox's Book of Martyrs or the Acts and Monuments of These Latter and Perilous Days Touching Matters of the Church. To shorten it, it's just Fox's Book of Martyrs.
Okay.
So, yeah, so he's not the biggest fan. He publishes this and gives Mary a really bad image. And she would later earn the title Bloody Mary. Or be given the title Bloody Mary.
So it could be a little bit of he didn't like her for multiple reasons. And
he's Protestant. Protestants are being persecuted.
Yeah. I don't want to say slander because it's not really slander, but.
But he is highlighting something that happened all over.
Yeah.
And very much putting the spotlight on her to be like, look what she did.
Yeah.
A lot of people say in reality, she was just viewed as an aggressive woman because she was a woman in power and she was doing what she needed to. Even though if a man had done the same thing, they would not be viewed in that same light.
Right. We see that still to this day.
Correct. So those are the more common theories of who you're summoning. There are more, but those are the common theories. Now, the most popular origin of the game itself that I could find was actually a legend that started in 1786 with Robert Burns and a poem he wrote called Halloween. I was actually going to read this, but then I realized it was one of his longer poems. Oh. And I said, nay, nay. I can't remember. It had either 28 or 29 stanzas in it. And I was like,
oh, sorry, that is a short story.
Yes. But in this, it describes like mere virtues. I don't think virtues is the right thing. But it describes, this is where they get the ritual to see the face of your future spouse, right?
Okay.
So complete the ritual, see your future lover, targeted mostly at women. And it was said, if you saw the Grim Reaper or a skull, you would die alone in his version. And so that's kind of where people are like, well, this could be where it started for Bloody Mary. And it just kind of spun off into the more known, or I guess more common versions that we know today. The modern versions, that's what I'm trying to say. So there's all of that. Now, you have your skeptics and the people that are like, you're insane. This is just like an optical illusion. We've talked about this before. And there is a very popular illusion that many believe to be happening with this game. This was actually discovered by psychologist Giovanni Caputo in 2010. Basically, if you stare at your reflection in a dimly lit room, it results in you seeing strange faces or your own face being disfigured, dismorphed, melting, things of that nature. So Caputo suggests that the faces in the mirror are an illusion that's caused by the dim lighting. The light may produce fluctuations in the stability of the perceived definition of the face. Then your brain interprets this as being another person, or your brain interprets this incorrectly, and this is known as the strange face illusion.
Did you say 2010?
2010.
That was just way more recent than I had thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is known as the strange face illusion. That's really the basics of it. I'm not going to go crazy into detail. I could go crazy into detail on this, on what they did to study this and all of that, but I decided not to. So the strange face illusion. And so basically he's saying something's happening with your brain when you're sitting there doing this, and your brain is basically misfiring. There's that.
Okay. I don't like the word misfiring.
I mean, technically it is. You're seeing yourself in the mirror, but because of how the lighting is affecting your eyesight and everything, your brain can't interpret it correctly. So it's now trying to make sense of what it's seeing and kind of changes up, you know, everything.
So it's like earlier when my camera was screwing up.
Yeah, something like that. There are a lot of different accounts of people playing Bloody Mary and seeing a face looking back at them. There's a ton of stories, ton of things on Reddit, ton of things on, what is it, Quora, ton of things everywhere. My issue with finding them is they were all about the same. They were like Amanda said, where someone screamed and then everyone's like, oh my God, we saw a face. Or they were like, I sat there forever and then my face changed. Or I then started seeing, you know, they were all about the same. So I've opted not to pull in those stories just because they are all the same and it would just be very repetitive. You are welcome to go look on Reddit and anywhere else to see other people's accounts of it. But today, Bloody Mary has been featured or focused the focus of many different films, such as Urban Legends, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Dead Mary, The Legend of Bloody Mary, Ghost Killers versus Bloody Mary, TV shows featured on Charmed, Ghost Whisperer, Supernatural, X-Files, the focus of books such as Cyber Shotgun Revolution, don't know what that is, or Who's at the Door, as well as interpreted into many video games, such as Bloody Mary the video game, or The Wolf Among Us. So you'll have a lot of different versions, and this is a very, very popular game. And that
I did not know. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that's The Legend of Bloody Mary.
I did not know that there's a Bloody Mary video game.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Bloody Mary Forgotten Curse.
It's $2.
That's my kind of game.
I will not be playing said game right now. But apparently there is a whole Bloody Mary video game.
I may give it a shot. I don't know. I think it's like a, like, looks like a horror game.
It does, yeah. Looks like an older horror game. I guess it's not that old, 2019. Like I said, there are a lot of different games that I did not mention where Bloody Mary is actually like a playable character.
Oh, okay.
So there's that. But that's what I've got for you.
I like it. I like this one. I've been waiting on you to do this for so long. I forgot I was waiting on you to do it.
See, that's why I said I've been teasing this for so long. I think probably since the very first time I did a paranormal game. Because that's
honestly,
how we,
yeah, I think so.
I think that's how we learned about Bree's version with the toilets flushing, if that's what we remember correctly. That was so long ago, guys. We don't remember.
That was a long time ago.
That was so long ago. But yeah, that was, that would have had to be before episode, what, 33?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, that would have been
that episode 31. That was like 100 episodes ago.
Yeah, episode 31, guys, is the first time we did a paranormal game. So, Maybe I'll give it a listen again and be like, did we talk about, did they flush the toilet or bin? I don't remember what they did. But that is my story. Any questions, comments?
Just that I want to reiterate, don't walk up the stairs backwards to see your future person's face. Just wait. It's fine. Oh, it's God. Fine. Just it's, wait.
Unless it's like you're really good at walking up the stairs backwards. But we want to hear about it if you do it. Just don't break any bones. You know what? Bubble wrap yourself before you do it. Wear a helmet.
And throw, no. Don't throw water on the stairs. No. Get an electric candle, not a real candle.
That's probably a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't throw water on the stairs.
Don't. Why is that what I thought?
Maybe you were thinking carpeted stairs.
No, I was straight up thinking wood, because in my head I was like, oh, if the wood's wet, it's not going to burn. I'm tired. What?
That's your own damn fault, though. Hold on. That's your fault.
Look, everything was stressful today.
Look, this is what happened, is Amanda texts me and she's like, can we record at 8 o'clock tonight? Which for me is 7. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Cool. Good. And then I got a text a little after 7 because I was running late and I thought I was in trouble. It was actually Amanda going, I can't get the baby to go to sleep, so I'm going to be late. And then 7 for me, 8 for her when I got that text. And then what, half an hour later, you finally were like, we're ready. I can do this.
Yeah, something like that. It was like 20-something minutes. It was, yeah, it's like a half hour.
I don't think it was 20-something minutes. I think I texted you at almost half an hour.
Was it? I remember looking at my phone at like 20-something and being like...
Oh, 7:24, you said you were hopping on now, so you're right.
Heck yeah. But it probably did take me a few minutes after that because it stormed really bad last night and the power went off. So I had to wait 6 evers for my computer to come on and then close out everything that automatically comes on that I'm too lazy to change the setting on, so...
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling. it's just you have to go into the app and the setting and find it. And for each individual thing, it's really annoying.
So annoying. And like WebEx, I'm 900% sure I have uninstalled that app twice and it's still there. Because I don't use WebEx. I used it when I was interviewing for jobs. I have not used it in probably years.
I can't help you. Sorry.
I don't know. No, I just exit out of it. It's fine. Whatever.
It's fine. No biggie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to Hell on Heels Podcast. To see pictures from this episode, you can follow us on Instagram, Hell on Heels Podcast, X Hell on Heels Pod, or Facebook by searching Hell on Heels Podcast. You can find us on Linktree by typing in Hell on Heels Podcast. If you want to support us, I'm sorry, there's a baby kicking my ass right now. If you want to support us, please like, review, share, and subscribe on your preferred listening platforms. If you want to take your support one step further so we can create more content for you, you can donate through Patreon, where we're working to release specials for our patrons. If you have your own true crime or paranormal story suggestions or words of encouragement, please email us at hellonheelspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends to listen with you. Bye.
Bye.